Jeffer and Dylan.
Only on KISS.
What do you have over there, Dylan?
New poll. 2,000 Americans found that men are nearly twice as likely to end a date or even dump someone over bad food habits.
Men are?
Yeah.
Oh, that surprises me.
42% of men and 25% of women would bail on a date who've had some bad food habits like slurping food or eating something from the floor.
42% of men, did you say?
Yeah.
Would say, I'm not seeing that person again. They've got bad eating habits.
Bail on this date right now. I don't want anything to do with it. I think generally because girls are just better than dudes.
In what sense?
They are prettier. They are classier. They are just all
they don't have as many bad habits as men do.
I would assume maybe.
But only one in four women go out on a date with a guy and he's like chewing with his mouth open.
Well, no. Okay. I have all of it. The worst habits, according to the poll, the absolute worst, talking with your mouth full, they say, at 68% agree that that is the worst thing you can do on a date.
It depends on how you do it. It depends on how you talk with your mouth full. Robbie, you may want to get in on this. I know you're trying to coordinate all these pickups for the roof whip, but
yes.
This is your wheelhouse of people making noises with their mouth because you hate that more. You have a phobia of it. If you're talking with your mouth full, there's a... Am I wrong? Because I've always felt that I think I do it.
Okay.
But I think I
do. I know you do because I see you sometimes in our meetings. You'll talk and you'll be eating all the time.
Right. But I think I kind of like, I'll like turn my head and like cover my mouth to try and continue with the conversation as opposed, like especially on a date, like a first date. And you're in this conversation and they ask you a question. There's like this lull because you're hammering down a
That's why I don't like eating steak on a date.
A slab of food, you know?
I don't eat steak on dates.
So I think it depends on how you talk with your mouth full.
So like if you're covering it?
Like if you're like, yeah, and then the guy kept, like if you're doing that, that's gross. But if you're like, and then you said,
No,
yeah, it's respectable.
I get that. I think that's the same.
And you're like, all your body language is like carrying the words. And then
you're making an effort.
Yeah, you're just making sounds to get through the swallow and then you can continue talking.
Apparently 68%
says
that's the
number
worst.
One?
Then followed by chewing loudly. That's 64%
yeah, that's
agree with
bad.
Chewing loudly.
Yeah.
What do you mean chewing loudly? You chew it at whatever rate you chew.
Sorry, Robbie. I know that drives you crazy.
Like, listen, say you went on a movie date and you got a bucket of popcorn and you're sitting there chewing and munching for the entire movie.
That's why you get popcorn during a movie, is so you can eat it.
Yeah, but it's doesn't mean it's not annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
While hard, there is a polite way to eat popcorn.
No.
As challenging as it is for everybody to not stuff your mouth full of popcorn.
If I'm not enjoying it, why bother eating it?
Okay, what else is on this
list? Open mouth chewing, 63%.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. I don't go on a date again with that. I can't live with that for the rest of
you
my life.
You wouldn't go on a date with someone that open-mouthed
you? It's an audition for your life.
No.
Like, that's what I want to... That's a date, right? I want to audition this person to see if I want to spend the rest of my life with them, and I don't want to spend the rest of my life with somebody who chews with their mouth open.
You guys are ridiculous.
Thank you.
If they chew with their mouth open, you're going to say no even if everything else checks out? This is the problem with our society. This is 100% the problem.
I'm saying of all of those on the list, that would be the hardest one for me to get over. If they talk with their mouth full, but they hold, they kind of turn to the side and hide their mouth. And,
make an effort.
Yeah, then I'm okay with that.
68% say chewing with your mouth full. However, 28% admit that they're guilty of it.
Yes.
So, but and then we're saying no? We're going to like say no, no, thank you?
I have a friend that chews with his mouth open all the time. Drives me crazy.
I don't understand.
I remember one time I snapped, very rarely, because you know, Dylan, I'm terrified of confrontation. We used to be roommates before he got married. In fact, we've been roommates, you know,
Scott.
After I got married. And he said, I said, could you, I just snapped just one day. Like I'd lived with it for months and months and months. And we lived together. Scott, the guy that loves his cats more than his kids.
Yeah.
And I go, just chew with your mouth closed. And then you know what he said to me?
Huh.
I don't yell at you for chewing with your mouth closed. Don't yell at me for chewing with my mouth open.
He's got a good point.
What an odd argument to make.
But a great point.
Yes.
Slurping your food on a date was also a big no. 52% of
Depends
people.
Depends on what you're slurping.
No, no slurping.
What do you mean? Like soup, you got to slurp?
You don't have to.
If it's hot.
You don't have to slurp.
You can slurp soup off a spoon. That's okay.
Okay.
But you can't. With the spaghetti.
Robbie's saying no slur. Wait, what?
You can't like a retractable cord.
Why?
Spaghetti? You can't do that. Just kind of dump it in.
No.
Shovel it in. Go ahead. Shovel it in.
You guys are
You
brutal.
Don't have to make these noises. Like when you lick your fingers, there's a noise you make.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't have to make that noise.
Where's licking fingers and belching to the table on that, Dylan?
I don't have either of those in this poll. Okay. The other one is double dipping a chip at 44%. You can't double dip.
Oh, of course you can.
I don't.
That's
think you
the
can.
Intimacy of the date.
No, I don't think you should be on a newly going out with somebody. I don't think you should be double. I don't actually think you should ever double dip a chip unless you have your own sauce.
If you're with somebody that you share a relationship with, you can double dip. And
I don't even
you
like
don't get
that.
Exclusive dip for yourself when you're in a partnership with somebody.
I would. Yeah. No, I would absolutely would. I think you need your own dip. I don't want you double dipping in there.
That doesn't bother me as much.
No, you're okay with double dipping, but just not slurping and chomping.
I'd suck the extra meat off my date's chicken bones. But if they're
slurping.
I don't
know if you can say that. Can we say that in 2021?
No,
that's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like that kind of stuff doesn't bug me. It's the slurping and the mouth chewing that it just drives me nuts. And the chomping.
So, but I got a chicken wing and I want to slurp everything off of there. You're going to get mad at me on a date? Well,
like I've been on dates where.
But if I'm having ribs, I'm going to have to lick my fingers. I have to.
Right. What I'm saying is you don't have to make that sound when you lick your finger. You don't have to make that sound.
It's hard not to. It's also hard not to do that. You ever tried to not go after you have a drink of water?
Exactly.
It's impossible. Everybody has to go afterwards.
You can lick your fingers without making that sound.
See, now it's not fair because Robbie is, misophobia?
I'm not alone, man. There's so many people.
I just don't know why you'd be so mad at how someone's eating. Have you guys ever seen animals in the wild? They just do what they want. They just do what they want.
So you're lobbying for being able to eat more like animals in the wild.
I honestly treat every meal as if it could be my last. Or as if a buzzard's going to come and take it.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Like I just get excited when the doorbell rings.
Is anybody else? Because honestly don't see a single text.
No, not terribly.
No good comes from the doorbell.
How are we that mad at human interaction that we don't even want to get off of our couch?
Nope, I don't. Best sound in the house, not the doorbell.
Okay, so what is the best sound?
I don't mind, and I don't have one, but I've been to houses that do. The little song that plays when your laundry's done. Have you ever heard one of those?
Oh, I just have a buzzer.
Me too. But I have heard at some people's song, it's like this happy little dance song.
Like fancy washing machines?
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
See, I don't like when my dishwasher beeps to let me know it's done, because that means I've got to empty the dishwasher. Still to this day, the worst chore in the house.
I disagree with that, but okay.
That's the worst chore in the house?
Folding laundry is way, way worse than a dishwasher. Dishwasher takes like a minute.
Folding laundry?
Oh, yeah. Folding laundry is one of the worst in the house for sure. But let's go.
Dishwasher takes a minute? Have you ever had to deal with Tupperware lids, Dylan?
That's why you buy the exact same Tupperware. I have the exact same piece.
I do that as well.
So then what are you
sometimes
dealing
with? You got to stack it and
oh, my God, a stack. No! Not a stack!
Robbie, best sound in the house.
The sound of a pod going in my Keurig, like the chunk.
Ooh.
I just love it.
Well, now you're thinking outside the box. I wasn't
I like that.
That's a good one, huh?
I don't mind the click, 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 click of my gas stove.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind that sound.
I like that.
Click, 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 click.
Like it.
I don't mind that.
I do like that.
I thought it had to be like a noise.
Because I could only hear when I lived with Pepper. That's because I don't have a gas stove, so yeah. I loved it.
It's kind of nice, right?
The garage door opener. That's kind of fun too.
Okay. What?
I don't mind that noise.
No, it's too mechanical. It's too machiney. I feel too blue collar when I open the garage door.
Yeah, real blue collar.
Can't be done.
Opening that door.
I don't like it.
As soon as you hit that button, okay.
Vacuum winding down, once you turn it off, that little remnants of the vacuum motor shutting down. That's a pretty nice sound. I don't mind that.
Okay.
And TVs these days, Dylan, I don't know if you know. These days, TVs, they let you know when they're off now with a little sound. I like a TV saying goodnight to me on a... I like that.
That's not bad. No, I agree.
Doorbell's not number one by a long shot. No,
but
the hell with the doorbell.
This text says, for sure, the laundry song. This one says laundry is the worst. This says folding laundry is the worst.
Another one
says folding laundry is the worst. Seriously, the dishwasher is one of the easiest jobs. Like, if weird is...
Everything's wet still. Pepper hates it.
Oh, God.
He's hated it for years.
What do you mean it's wet still?
Like, if you don't let it dry long enough...
Okay.
Like, when the dishwasher tells you it's done, it's not done. Because you open it up and you get hit with a burst of steam... Like a firefighter walking into a five alarmer, right? Like it just hits you with this heat steam.
Yeah.
And then the steam hasn't had time to kind of dissipate. So all your stuff's still wet. Why doesn't the dishwasher tell you it's done when everything is dry?
Do you have dry mode on?
Like you? Yes, of course I have dry mode on. Do you think I want it? No, of course I do.
Sounds like you don't.
But like if you leave your dishwasher, let's say, and you go away for 3 months, you start your dishwasher, you go away for 3 months, you come back, everything in there is dry, right? That's how long your dishwasher should take.
I don't think...
Like a weekend away. I don't want it telling me it's done, and then I open it up, and just all the Tupperware is full of... Oh, when a Tupperware blows over and it's full of water?
Mm.
I bought a dishwasher so I didn't need to have a tea towel.
Okay. This says, oh yeah, emptying the dishwasher is the worst. I would rather wash my dishes by hand.
Utensils?
So I don't have to. What do you mean utensils?
Take one out at a time out of those little slots that they think are so convenient.
Robbie, listen to him. What are we supposed to do with this?
I don't know.
Ooh, the utensils. I got to put the forks in the fork location and the knife over here.
You don't just have to do one. You live alone.
Yeah, I know.
You only have to empty a dishwasher once a week.
That's not true.
It is you. Most people that live alone only have to empty a dishwasher once a week.
Fair.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm running this thing every day when I have my kids.
Yeah.
Why don't you make your kids do anything at the house?
I tell them to.
And they don't.
Choose not to.
And
then you just give up.
Okay.
That's kind of the life, Dylan. They
parenting with Pepper.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss.
A text message wondering how you guys feel when somebody's running late for work. Is it okay to... It's not okay to shower, according to Dylan, if you're running late.
No, absolutely not.
It's not okay to make your bed if you're running late. Is it okay to apply makeup if you're running late?
I don't do makeup.
If you're a regular makeup wearer.
I would probably say probably not, but I imagine most people would argue.
I think some people would feel naked without their makeup. That might be more important than making their bed to some people.
If you're willing to take out deodorant and brushing your teeth and putting on makeup, I think that maybe that's allowed.
I don't think somebody who's so keen on body maintenance and their appearance would cut out brushing teeth and deodorant. I think they would pick all three or none. I don't know. This is Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Stephanie has a saying when it comes to being late.
Okay.
And I just want you to hear it out. So what is it, Stephanie?
You cannot be late twice.
Okay.
So my motto is, if I'm late, I can't be late twice, so I better make it a gooder.
Mm-hmm. Make it a gooder.
What do you mean? Right. Like, do everything? Like, throw a party because you're late?
No, if I'm going to be late, if I'm going to be 10 minutes late, or if I'm going to be an hour late, I'm not going to rush. I'm already late.
Yeah, it's not two different lates. You might as well go later than late.
I see what you're saying.
See,
so,
I don't...
So if I wake up and I know I'm going to be late for work, I'm not going to rush. So I'm just going to accept it and be late, and I'm going to do... my normal morning routine.
You'll do the blow dry, you'll do the makeup, you'll do the make the bed, you'll do all that,
Absolutely.
Work be damned.
I'm already late.
That's right.
I guess.
You work to live, Dylan, you don't live to work.
I've been telling you that for years.
I know, and that's why whenever you're late, you have the same theory. I show up late to work, and then all of a sudden, I'm the world's worst human being.
Here's the difference between me showing up late and you showing up late, though.
Okay.
I show up late instantly when I get out of bed. Me and Robbie are the same.
Mm-hmm.
When I get out of bed, I'm like, oh my God, I am late.
It's panic.
Panic completely, throw on my clothes, out the door. I don't even think about anything.
But that's there's it. No time limit on late.
That's right.
Well, yeah, there is when you work 3 hours a day.
Yeah, you can be late or absent.
And you're close to absent.
Yeah, I am, yes.
And the thing is, your job, you don't have to like stay late to make up for the time you were late.
Exactly.
Right. Like most people have work to do, so sure. If they show up late, they got to stay late.
Can you believe this place doesn't pay overtime past 3 hours?
No, not a thing.
Shock to my system.
But like, you're missing it. It's a live thing. Whereas like, if I'm an accountant, I can stay till 8 o'clock tonight making up. You can't make up the show. Mm-mm. The show you missed was horrible.
It's gone.
It's in the wind.
And it's gone. It will never come back again. That's why it's different in this case. So Definitely. When Robbie and I are late, we race out of bed and get here.
I love you, Stephanie. Thank you for the support.
Oh, I love you, too.
Have a good morning. All right.
You too.
Text it 917.
See, same thing. Yeah. That doesn't work for teachers, someone's saying. You can't be late as a teacher. There's certain jobs you just can't be late as. Firefighter can't show up late.
To a fire?
The house will burn down.
Yeah.
It's already burning.
No, but see, there are certain jobs where you just can't be late. So when you're arguing whether or not you can make the bed or have a shower, I think it really depends on what your job
is. I'd like to see the firefighter that shows up to a 5-alarm fire just still tucking in his fire coat, yawning, going, what did I miss?
Whole place is on fire.
Would not be good.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm like, can we bring this to a close now? Is
it you're
over?
The one that's
I'm
continuing sorry. Arguing that it's okay to shower and make your bed.
Okay to make your bed when you're on your way. Yes.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Weekday mornings on Kiss 91.7.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Is it about fish and chips?
No, it's not about fish and chips.
Just wondering if it was.
Why do you want it to be about fish and
really
chips?
I'm really craving fish and chips. You don't eat fish and chips enough these days.
Craves fish and chips. You don't crave fish and chips.
100%. Now that I said it, there are people in their car right now stopping everything going like, holy hell. why haven't I had fish and chips lately? I bet you there's someone that's calling their wife right now going like, hon, when are we getting fish and chips?
Thanks to you. You're the one that put fish and chips back on the map.
100% right now. You weren't thinking about fish and chips for dinner.
I haven't thought about fish and chips in forever.
And now you are, though, right? Because you're sitting there going like, he's not wrong. Vinegar on chips is pretty awesome.
Mm.
Little tartar sauce.
917-917. When was the last time you thought about fish and chips?
And now how happy are you that you are?
And are you happy that you're thinking about them right now? There's no...
Robbie,
no
read one, the text out for me.
There's yes, no one thinking about... Fish and would chips. You guys stop
now
doing
I want fish
this?
And chips. Oh, yeah, I want fish and chips. Granted, fish and chips is the best. I'm an Aussie. I know I always crave fish and chips.
Yeah. Bogus.
Mm-hmm. I had some for dinner last night.
Nice!
Someone's going to make them for dinner today.
But is it a craving chips. Or is because you have nothing else?
Oh, my goodness.
No, there's a lot of craving for fish and chips.
How many restaurants do you go to where fish and chips are on the menu?
I bet you lots.
No.
Yeah?
No.
I bet you.
All right, I'm calling somebody who says they've...
There's so many. How could you pick which one to call?
Because they said they've been craving fish and chips for years. Pick up your phone, coward.
Nope.
Hey, it's Pepper and Dylan.
Hi.
Hey, what are you talking about? You've been craving fish and chips for years.
Yep.
I've honestly been just wanting fish and chips for probably a good year or so.
Well, go get some. What's the matter with you?
So you get a big craving.
But I don't like the, usually the box stuff. Usually the restaurants and stuff make them good. I'm from Vancouver, so they make pretty good fish and chips there.
Yeah.
So, oh, you mean they pull them out of the freezer and put them in the deep fryer better in Vancouver than they do here?
Come on, how they do it.
It's not like they catch it and batter it and throw it in the fryer.
Some places do.
That's just Captain Highlighter, man. He's just sending it to all the restaurants.
That's not how it works, Pepper.
Fish don't come out of the ocean breaded. You're not supposed to eat them that way.
No, you bread them in the restaurant.
No, but they're not meant to be. If I'm going to have fish and chips, can I have salmon and chips?
No.
Salmon and beet chips.
Why
can I do that for fish
everything?
And chips? I'm just asking.
No, fish and chips. Look how many people. Read your text
so
message.
I don't want to.
Many.
So how many? So it's been over a year. You've been craving fish and chips every day. But why are you punishing yourself like this?
It's, well, a lot of it's been COVID, and a lot of it's actually just trying to.
I hate COVID because of this. I just want fish and chips.
I'm going to say that the best thing of fish and chips might be the tartar sauce, isn't it?
Mm.
It's delicious.
One of the best things, yeah.
That's the best part.
And
it's not the fish. It's not the chips. It's the tartar sauce.
No. Do
and try to figure out if that newspaper it comes in is novelty or real newspaper. I like reading those articles.
No, go see my buddy Rob at F&C Foods.
No, I'm not
go
making
say,
my own
Rob, question. Dylan sent me. I need some fish
all
and
right,
chips.
Love you. Have a good day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. I should never challenge you on food.
I'm telling you, fish and chips, everyone
loves this.
The problem with fish and chips is it's not as
regular. Fish and it's chips.
No, there's no problem in that. It's that it's not as regularly available as you want it to
it's
be.
Got a whole freezer section.
No one's going to the freezer for fish and chips.
Well, some.
You don't need that. You're going out. You need a nice fish and chip. You got to batter the fish. You eat the chip.
I'm not making my own fish and chips.
Why?
I'm not doing it.
What? Because why?
It just looks like a lot of work. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
But are you craving fish and chips?
There's no disputing. The texts are, it's incredible.
Okay, I'm wrong again.
There's hundreds.
Write that
hundreds.
Down. People love fish and chips. And now everyone right now driving,
okay,
they're thinking fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
Look out, fish and chip places. Lunch is going to be busy.
Now that you guys fish mentioned it.
Well, like, listen to Wayne here.
I have fish sticks in the freezer, so that's easy to make. Pop in the oven.
Yeah.
And I'm a McCain fry, so I'm going to pop that in the oven for breakfast.
Are you having fish and chips for breakfast?
Yeah.
Yes. Wayne.
Wayne.
I love you. This is the type of person I want in my life. I need more Wayne in my life.
Fish and chips for breakfast?
Yes, why not? Wayne's doing it.
Yeah, now that you guys mentioned it, and when you guys mentioned like A&W with your commercials in the morning at like 5 a.m., like, I'm craving a burger right then and now.
Yes,
You
can't even wait for these cravings sometimes. That's the power of the influence that we have.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this is the
influence.
You have
single-handedly rescued the fish and chips industry this morning. Thank you, Dylan.
Don't watch
Thank
today.
Thank you. All praise, Dylan.
If there was a way to see the uptick in business at fish and chip places today, you'd be shocked.
Robbie, let's see if we can't get Captain Highlighter on the phone, okay? Oh. Let's see if he's very grateful for Dylan's pushing of fish and chips here.
I'm telling you, Wayne, what an idea. You're the type of person we need. I'm telling you, people want it. People been craving. People are asking for this. This is what people...
never once asked for fish and chips.
This
not once.
It.
I've never ordered it at a restaurant. I've never... Like, when I walk through the food fair at the shopping plaza, I will look and I will say, fish and chips restaurant?
Yes.
Well, that can't be sustainable.
And it is because people... I'm telling you right now, we've been fighting about vaccine, no vaccine for so long in this little province of ours.
Yeah.
Not anymore. This is going to bring everyone together of a good fish and chips.
If we just all get together and break and bread chip, at a cod.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. What I'm telling you.
I love you, Wayne. Thank you very much.
Okay, see you guys.
Okay, see ya. All right, so he's these fishers. Yeah, have you got a hold of Captain Highliner yet, Robbie?
No, I'm going to DM him.
The Pepper
and Dylan Show
on Kiss 91.7.
See, I think you should get married as young as humanly possible. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah?
Because when you don't get married...
15, 13?
No,
Dylan.
No,
what are you, an Aztec? What's going on?
No, like 18, 19. I think that's when you should get married. Boom. Get it done.
Get it over with? Huh?
No, but get into it. Because as soon as you start dating around, then you start comparing people, and then you're comparing more people. And next thing you know,
put a pressure on yourself.
You're 38. Should have
married the first one. Yeah.
Right? You're comparing too many people. If you didn't compare people and you just married the first one, happiness, bliss.
Because you don't know if there's anything else.
Exactly.
We actually tell my daughter the exact opposite.
To never get married?
To not marry the first person she falls in love with,
really?
Or at least not early, and to sleep around.
What? Don't. What do you mean? What?
What? No, I'm not joking. I mean, we don't say it like that.
No.
But we say, Yeah, I know.
What?
I say, just be choosy.
Explore?
That your first one.
Why?
It doesn't need to be your last. Your first doesn't necessarily need to be your last, Tyler, is what we tell her.
I think that's where happiness lies.
In the first?
Yeah, because you literally don't know what else is out there. If they're a great person, you're not looking to upgrade ever.
It's a low percentage of people that fell in love with that married and ended up with their first love.
We don't know that. You're assuming it's a low percentage.
Would you like to find out, Dylan?
I would, yes, absolutely.
Okay, what do you want to go to first, Dylan? You're wrong or you're right? Which one do you want to hear first?
I like when I'm right, so let's start there.
Okay, good morning, Carrie.
Hi, good morning.
She is saying you are right, as many people are. Dylan, go ahead, tell the story, Carrie.
I started dating my husband when I was 15, and we've been happily married for 21 years.
Woo!
Wow!
He was the first love of your life?
I had a boyfriend before that I dated for like 9 months.
But you didn't love him, right? Yeah, yeah.
No.
This is the love? Okay. And you never wonder what else is out there?
No.
No,
not until now.
No, see, you don't wonder when you're happy. That's the whole thing.
Do you have kids together?
Yeah, we have two kids. We have my daughter, she's 18, and I have a son that's 17.
Dear God, you did it. You did it.
Yeah.
Twice.
What ends up happening, though, is you end up dating, and then you like something about that person you date, and then you date somebody else, you like something about that person, then you date someone else, you like something about that person, and then all of a sudden, you want to create like a superwoman or a superman. And it doesn't exist. So you have all these things that you like, and you're like, well, they're not like this person was. But when you fall in love with your first love, you're just happy.
So who was your first love?
My very first love,
yes.
Like that I actually loved, was a girl named Heather.
Okay.
And she was special. She just had a baby the other day.
Good girl. Married to somebody else, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
All right. Robbie, first love, has that happened yet?
It didn't end well.
Not the one that picked up and took everything and left your house?
I guess that would have been the first one I said I love you to.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Yeah, would have been my
well
first.
See, he's happy that didn't end up well.
Very.
He could have ended up happy as well, though, is all
no,
I'm saying.
Not that one.
Well,
no,
love you, Carrie, and we hope that lasts. It sounds like it's been going on for a long time. You're not bored at all? Nothing at all?
Pepper!
I'm just asking.
She's happy.
No, I'm not bored. No.
Good. What's this guy's name?
His name is Greg.
Of course it is.
What do you mean, of course? What is that even supposed to
love
mean?
Love it. See you later, Carrie.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
He sounds great.
This is Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Okay, so Lisa was mad in love with her very first love.
Okay.
Right? Head over heels. He proposed to you. How old were you when he proposed?
I think I was like 23 or 24, but we were together for 10 years.
Okay, and it was a wonderful thing. Yes, yes, you said in tear-filled eyes, nodding your head. I can't believe it. You call your mom, call your friends. Oh my God, we're getting married. My first love ever. It's the fantasy. It's the dream come true. And then what happened?
I spent my entire 20s with this one person. I didn't know who I was, what I liked, and we were too different, you know, and then just called it off.
That's the advice we're giving my daughter.
Yeah.
Is just sleep around for a decade and figure it out.
That.
I'm of the firm belief you should love five people in your life.
What do you mean? Why?
Because.
Okay.
Sounds good.
No, why?
There's no rules.
Because you learn things from every person. Right? What did Ariana Grande sing?
Thank you, next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and yeah. You learn something from every person you love. Not every relationship is supposed to end happily ever after forever.
I don't know if Ariana
forever.
Grande is who I want my relationship advice to
come
from.
Oh, I think you do.
Is it?
I think you do.
Okay, well, fair. I like her music.
All right. Love you. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Love you.
Have a great morning, you see?
So you think you should have five
loves? I think five's the magic number. Yep. You should have your early love, right? Like your high school, early graduation year love.
What if you can't fall in love then?
And then you realize that that's not love. We just kind of liked, you know, driving around.
Okay.
And then you should have your 20s love. You know, you met on a club and you just all you did
love
was go
the
to
club,
the bar
yeah.
together, you know? And yeah, then you're, yeah. and you're always hung out in groups and you thought you loved them and then all of a sudden, you know.
It's always fueled by booze.
Know, sleeping with her best friend or whatever.
Okay.
And,
yeah,
then,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then you should have the love that you think they're the one.
Okay.
And then they might even indeed be the one, but then it doesn't end well. And then you have the love after that that you think they're the love of your life. And then 3 years passes by, you go away to rehab and then you find out that they're not. And then you have the fifth one.
Oh.
Right?
Okay, what about your sixth and seventh one?
Hopefully by five, you never get to six and seven.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Can we just say a minimum of five?
Minimum of five.
No!
Maximum of seven. Once you have seven loves of your life, you have too many loves.
This is ridiculous.
Keep it single digits.
This is what I'm saying, the first one.
You can only love single digits, Robbie, okay. or else then you're just addicted to love. You might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
Pepper and Dylan.
Kiss 91.7.
Oh, I hate balloon popping.
It's frightening.
Don't like that.
When a balloon pops?
That's one of my fears.
Of a balloon popping?
Yeah, I realized that recently. Yeah, I don't like it.
What do you mean it's one of your fears?
It's one of my fears. There's a lot of people like us.
Yeah, there is a name for people that are afraid of balloons.
A balloon phobia?
There is. Don't laugh at it. 917-917. Is anyone listening right
guaranteed.
Now have a balloon phobia?
100%.
I used to watch Maury. I've seen them all.
Okay.
I've seen all those phobias.
That's where you get your education on this?
Well, for phobias.
It's a legit phobia being afraid of balloons.
Globophobia.
Globophobia.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm on edge around balloons.
All the time?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Like if you walked into a room full of balloons where somebody just won something and balloons came from the ceiling, you'd be like, you'd run for cover?
I wouldn't run for cover. I'm on edge though, very anxious.
Okay.
And like whenever I had to pop a balloon, I really dislike that.
Really?
Yeah, not a big fan of popping balloons. I don't know why.
What if I popped a balloon in front of you?
No, like that.
You don't like that at
all?
Scared
of popping balloons.
Okay, so you popping a balloon, me popping a balloon. So needles and balloons, those are your two biggest things, huh?
Yeah, I just realized it more recently than I thought.
What made you realize you were afraid of balloons?
I had one, I think it was last year for my birthday it might have been. Mm-hmm. I had one at the house.
Yeah.
It was just kind of floating all slowly in the kitchen. Like back and forth.
So you don't like it. You just don't trust the balloon.
Just
huh?
waiting for me. At any moment, it's going to pop. Oh, I don't like it. And I hate when like there's a bunch of balloons and you have to go and pop them. Oh!
At the end of a party, yeah.
Don't like that.
One of the greatest things we ever did was for my daughter's birthday party, we wrapped Robbie in balloons and all the kids at the birthday party got to pop the balloons, throw things at them to pop the balloons.
Yeah.
What were they throwing at you? Were they darts, Robbie? Did we give a bunch of like 5-year-olds darts to throw at a human being?
I don't know. Or maybe those little swords that come in the drinks.
That might have been what it was. Everybody was just jabbing at Robbie with swords, trying to pop balloons.
This is a weird party to do.
So globophobia is like a sub-phobia of phonophobia, which is a phobia of loud sounds.
Okay.
So, or acousticophobia.
Okay.
You might have all of them.
No.
Maybe.
No, you're not afraid of loud sounds. You are loud sounds.
Oh.
So it's just globophobia.
Yeah.
The idea of it's not even the balloon. It's just the idea of the popping. It's the, I think it's the... It's the anxiety before it. Much like needles, you know, when I go for a needle, it's not necessarily the needle going into my arm.
It's all the stuff to work yourself
it's
up to.
It's the leading
that.
Up. And right. I think that's the same with the balloons. It's the lead up of the pop of the balloon. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's really the actual pop of it, but it could pop at any kind of thing.
The unknown anticipation of something bad's going to happen.
That is one of my biggest fears because my brother. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay. I'm figuring it out right now.
Look, it was therapy on the show. We've done it. What happened?
Like whenever we would fight and he would you knew you were going to get hit, and you just didn't know when. Right?
It was like sad. That.
Or like when you made your parents mad, and you knew you were going to get a spanking, but you just didn't know when it was going to happen. But you knew it was going to happen. One of the worst things you could do to someone is, I'm gonna get you.
That's right. Yeah, you live in haunted fear.
Right?
Wait till your father gets home. I got that all the time.
Right? That's way worse than actually when it's happening. When it's happening, you're like, okay, this sucks, but it's the thought of when it's gonna suck that's even more.
So that's why you're afraid of balloons, because you know at any time they could pop.
I think that's what it is.
Okay, here's somebody that's also scared of balloons.
We figured it out. Thank you.
If it's the same thing with them here.
Can I make it better now? Am I good?
Well, it makes sense. It totally makes sense.
I just hate the anticipation of something happening.
A lot of people are pointing out that they are afraid of balloons, Dylan. You're not alone. In this one,
they're just so slow moving and wavy. That's the thing. There's shady things going on in balloons.
You and Cindy have a lot in common. You're both terrified of balloons.
All right, Cindy.
What's how scared? Scale of 1 to 10, Cindy.
11.
That wasn't an option, no. Cindy.
That's really high.
I don't like balloons at all.
We received another message where somebody doesn't like the smell of them, the feel of them, the look of them. Are you in the same boat? Like you can't even touch a balloon?
Oh, no. They're disgusting.
They do make me sick. They give me a headache.
Really?
I'll walk away from a balloon. Nah. I don't like them.
You just turn your back on balloons?
Hell with a balloon.
I'm gone.
Is it so where does this fear come? We realize with Dylan, he's afraid because the anticipation of it popping at any time gives him too much anxiety. And it goes back to when he and his brother used to punch each other. He was always afraid of the punch or that when dad said, you're going to get a spanking, he had to sit there and wait for that spanking all day, which was worse than getting the spanking.
Dad can do is say, you're going to get one.
Is it the same with you, Cindy, the anticipation that it could pop at any time? Or?
Oh, definitely. I had balloons popped in my face as a kid and it's like, yeah, no. Don't like them.
Nope.
See,
I get you.
See? Nope. Childhood trauma, man. It's the source of everything that's wrong with us.
It's true.
When you go to therapy and they ask you, tell us about your childhood, there's a reason they do it. They're not just trying to waste your time to get more money.
No.
They want to know because it could take one session if they go, oh, well, Cindy had balloons thrown in her face and popped in her face as a means of torture. That might be why you're afraid of balloons.
Makes sense, right?
Exactly. Huh? So was it a sibling that would do that just to scare you?
Oh, yes.
God, our siblings are horrible.
We should all be single children.
Lovely brothers.
All of us. Yeah.
It only makes sense.
So to this day, like, can you walk down, let's say, like, K-Days? Can you walk, and they've got balloons and kids are holding balloons? Or does that just freak you out being in the company of balloons?
If I could walk away, I'd walk away.
Just get the hell out of there. What about those tinfoil balloons? Because I don't consider those real balloons.
Tinfoil balloons?
You know those foil
balloons? Oh, yeah, no, those are even scarier.
Those are try-hard balloons. They don't even pop.
They don't pop like...
They just... They don't even want to be there. You know, tinfoil balloons are like the cool kid at school. It's like, whatever. That's a tinfoil balloon for you. Whatever.
I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Definitely
not.
That's it. Okay, so that's your number one fear?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and spiders like you.
Listen, why is everybody laughing at me? Because I'm afraid of spiders, and she's afraid of a balloon, you guys.
You're hilarious with a spider.
You know what? I'm going to throw a balloon full of spiders at you. We'll see how you react, okay? Yeah, there it is.
No.
Love you, Cindy.
That would not be very nice.
Have a great
Love morning. You guys.
Okay, love you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Weekday mornings on Kiss 91.7.
Hey, I want to play a game right now.
Yes.
What's it called? And the game is called, come on, no way, you got to be making this up. I don't believe it.
Okay. Right. Who's making it up?
So again, we'll hear a story from Ronnie here.
Okay.
And then we either answer with, I can believe it, or come on, no way, I don't believe it, you got to be making this up.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Robbie, what are the rules?
If you hear the story from Ronnie, and we have to decide if it's true or false.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But if it's false, what do you say?
Nuh-uh.
No.
No. Robbie wasn't listening.
No.
I was kind of listening.
It's come on, no way, I don't believe it, you gotta be making this up.
Come on, no way, I don't believe it, you gotta be making this up.
That's right. Dylan, what's it?
Come on, no way. Come on, I don't believe it. You gotta be making this up.
There, now he's got it. You're good at this game, man.
Yeah, all right, I'm.
All right, hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
Okay, go ahead. We're gonna play come on, no way, I don't believe it, you gotta be making this up.
Okay.
So tell us your story. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Because I don't believe it. She's got to be making this up.
Okay.
Come on.
I work with a gentleman.
I believe that.
Who is in his mid-50s.
Okay.
Who has never, up until a couple weeks ago, has never had a Slurpee in his life.
Come on. No way. I don't believe it. You got to be making this up.
That's what I thought. But he's a very honest guy. And I believe him.
Why is he going to lie about that, though? Like, what's he getting from
it? That's the brilliance of the lie.
And I mean, all I did, I just said, I'm stopping for a Slurpee and offered to buy him one. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I'll have one. I've never had one.
So has he had one now or you're doing it now, this morning?
Yeah. No, no. I bought him one a couple weeks ago, but it was the first one he'd ever had.
At 50, what was his reaction?
Oh, he loved it.
Imagine getting brain freeze for the first time.
He wouldn't know what was up.
He did? Yeah.
He probably thought he was having a stroke.
He's like, how do you deal with that? I said, you stick your tongue to the roof of your mouth.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
I just whimper and cry until it ends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
like I just curl up into the fetal position and say, I can't.
No, you stick your tongue to the roof of your mouth and it stops a lot faster.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mid-50s, never had a slurpee. I want to point out why I'm, come on, no way, I don't believe it, you got to be making this up.
Okay.
Because all it took was for Ronnie to say, hey, I'm going to run in and get a Slurpee, do you want one? He was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You don't think that is, he's 50, in his 50s,
you know,
no one has ever said, hey, I'm going to get a Slurpee, do you want one? Because he didn't resist having a Slurpee. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, sure, I've never had one before.
No, he's just never had any interest. I mean, I've worked with him for almost 10 years. I've never seen him drink a pop.
And all of the sudden, he's interested in a sorry. Ah, come on. No way. I don't believe it. You got to be making this up.
No.
I believe it. I really do. Not. Really? Yeah. Okay. I do believe it.
Robbie, you're the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I would believe it. Yeah.
You believe it?
Yeah, because I could take or leave a Slurpee. I don't care, really.
You got to listen to
it's frozen drink. He's like, what's the, you know?
Of all the things to run into a convenience store to get, a Slurpee is not nearly at the
top
of my
list.
That
was what my childhood was. That was the reason. 5 cent candy and Slurpees.
That
was
running into a convenience store?
That's the only reason I went there. Other than that, maybe magazines to see if the dirty ones were low enough. And that was it. And sometimes they were and sometimes they weren't.
Well, Slurpee's top three while you run into a convenience store. It's lottery tickets, pack of darts.
No, not as a kid. As an adult, maybe.
Well, and maybe as a kid who lives in the city, he still, till this day, doesn't live in the city. He lives in a small town outside of the city.
Slurpees at, like, the knockoff convenience store, I said this earlier, are the economic engine of every small town.
It's a lot, right?
No, never had one.
There's another text message coming in. I also never had a Slurpee.
Oh, come on, no way. I don't believe this. You got to be making this up.
No, see, why it's happening.
You're not missing much.
Right?
Pardon daiquiris me?
Take it or leave
daiquiris
it.
Daiquiris are better.
Daiquiris?
Daiquiris.
Well, yeah.
Pina colada.
Oh, that's adult Slurpee.
Yes.
Right?
Margaritas.
I mean, if you're going to have something frozen that freezes your brain, then you might as well.
Robbie, get loaded.
Get something from it in the end.
Why were you going to convenience stores then when you were young?
Top of my list, all dressed chips, dill pickle chips, salt vinegar chips.
No, when you were young.
I love chips ever since I was young. And 5 cent candy. I did love 5 cent candy.
Okay. Because that's the number one.
I've always wondered who's buying a fire log at a convenience store. You know, they always have that one aisle where you're like, who's buying gloves? I don't need those.
Right, yeah.
Have you ever bought gloves from a convenience store? 917-917.
I think so.
All right. Love you. Thank you, Ronnie.
You are
even
welcome.
Though you're you a no good day. Rotten fibber.
No,
I'm a no good Ronnie. Rotten truth teller. Okay.
Love you. See you later, Ronnie.
Love you.
Don't
have
you
a good
see
day.
the weird parts of that story?
Why is it weird to you?
50 years old. Hey, I'm running in to get a Slurpee. Yeah, sure, I'll have one. Never been offered a Slurpee.
No, that's not how it went. You're telling the story differently.
All of a sudden, he just felt like one.
The story went, I've never had a Slurpee.
He never had interest in one. And I can get that.
That's when she doubled down and said, I'll get you one. It's not like he just said, ooh, get me one.
917-917, what about this? Energy drink. Are we running into a convenience store for an energy drink?
No.
You're not running. I just got to run in real quick to grab a pack of gum?
Coffee for me.
Yeah.
I love my convenience store coffee.
I'm still telling you, Slurpees and cigarettes, those are the top two.
Hot dog? What about that?
No one's running
into
a convenience.
What about that orange glowing cheese?
I don't think you're running into one really quick just to grab.
I would.
A hot dog. You plan a hot dog at a convenience store.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Interesting. Someone says condoms? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At a convenience store?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't trust condoms at a convenience store.
They're the same brand.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. There's just some things I wouldn't buy from a convenience store. I wouldn't buy dog food from a convenience store.
Oh, I got cat food all the time.
I wouldn't do it. There's something I don't trust.
What?
I don't know, Dylan.
Okay.
But I'm not trusting that.
That seems weird. I think candies has got to be number one. Beef jerky number two.
Yeah.
Beef jerky. Okay. Never buy Tylenol from a convenience store. No way.
Well,
how do you know that's
expensive.
Tylenol?
I don't think that's the problem. It's just expensive. Propane isn't a big one. I can see that. Yeah.
The point being, this segment,
called Come On No Way. I don't believe it. You got to be making this up.
Yeah.
Was a failure.
Kind of.
And we're okay with that.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on Kiss.
And the good news for anyone that's been following along with the Free Britney movement, Jamie Spears has been suspended as Britney's conservator. Mm-hmm. The judge appointed CPA John Zabel as a temporary conservator of the estate.
J-O-H-N or J-O-N?
J-O-H-N.
H, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but the H makes somebody a little more credible when you're a John. Yeah.
John's too fun-loving?
Yeah, I don't know if
J-O-N?
Yeah, J-O-N, I would party with a J-O-N. I would hire as an accountant a J-O-H-N.
Do you remember Garfield's John? Was he a J-O-N?
J-O-N.
I think he was a J-O-N, yeah,
was
wasn't
a J-O-N.
He?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yep.
Arbuckle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. You're on a good job.
Yes. So John will be in charge of the estate until December 31st.
What was the name of the cute kitten, Robbie?
Nermal.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And he'd always mail her to Abu Dhabi.
That's right.
You've got it all.
Yep. All right. I'm here for Garfield Day. Okay, Robbie. What was Orange Cat, by the way? Yeah. Orange Shirt Day.
Okay.
This is an easy one. Garfield's favorite day of the week. Or least favorite day of the week.
Oh, come on.
Right, okay. That's an easy... Okay, guys.
Favorite food.
Lasagna.
Yeah, everybody
okay.
knows that.
The dog he has.
Odie.
Oh.
Ah! Robbie's out! Oh. Take it away, Pepper, for the win this morning!
Well done.
What about John's friend with the weird mustache?
Oh, I don't know.
What was the veterinarian girl that John wanted to date?
Oh, did he ever want to date her?
This is going deep.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Liz.
Yes.
Yes. That's crazy.
You read a lot of the comic books growing up.
Loved a good Garfield.
Watched the show as well.
Loved Garfield.
Do you know his brother's name?
Garfield.
John's brother or Garfield's brother?
John's brother. Remember they went to the farm on Christmas?
With that's the guy with the mustache, isn't it?
No.
Is
no.
it his he had a twin brother, right?
John Arbuckle's I don't know it myself.
Was it a twin?
Brother's name.
Oh, you're driving me crazy now. I remember the Garfield Christmas special where his voice sounded like Bill Murray, but it wasn't Bill Murray. It was like a Bill Murray knockoff.
Doc Boy.
Yes,
it was Doc Boy, remember?
That's right.
There you go. That's a deep dive.
Do you remember? It's the 15th anniversary of this radio show. Yes. 15 years together. I don't know if you know that, Dylan.
Yes, you wrote the paper. Are you going to tell about how you wrote the paper when they got rid of Garfield?
In our first year, they got rid of Garfield in the back of the Edmonton Sun. Mm. Do they still have comics in the back of the Edmonton Sun?
I don't know.
Do they still have an Edmonton Sun?
Does
anybody know what a newspaper is?
I don't know.
Do they still have comics?
People in my building get the newspaper delivered to their doors.
Are there still comics on the back page?
I don't snoop in it. I don't know.
917-917. Are there still comics on the back page of the Edmonton Sun?
I just feel like they called it Garfield and Friends.
Yeah, I know.
But he didn't have that many friends.
It was all Garfield. Well, he didn't like any of them. He hated Nermal. He hated Odie.
All right, here it is, the final before we wrap it up.
Okay, but I did write a letter to the Edmonton Sun when they got rid of Garfield.
I
and then they brought
that.
It back. You remember? God, I was outraged. Letter to the editor about that.
Both of you can answer this question. First one wins. Garfield's teddy bear was called?
Pookie.
Nice!
Yeah!
Nice! Nailed it! Nailed it!
Pepper and Dylan Show. Kiss 91.7.
Oh, no.
No.
He might be stalking you. Oh,
no.
It's what Dylan loves to do. Don't call the cops. This kind of stalking isn't a crime. Get ready for stalky talky time.
So it's a little thing we get on social media. We see somebody's having a good day or wishing somebody a good day or something special is happening for somebody and wha-bam, we surprise them out of nowhere. This is not that.
Okay.
Because we tried this last hour and it was going to voicemail and she messaged back. She said, hey, you guys are trying to call me? What the heck's going on? So, good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
It is Vanessa's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Her colleague Allison said, can you please wish her a happy birthday? She enjoys listening to your radio show. And she told us a few other things, Vanessa.
Oh, really?
Interesting. And she said she especially loves Dylan. She's pretty much in love with Dylan.
Vanessa, you're the one!
She fantasizes at night about Dylan.
What?
And the most interesting...
They wrote that?
The interesting part of this is that if... Now, is this true, Vanessa? That Dylan's on your backup list if anything goes south with your boyfriend? Is that true?
Like, yeah, he's number one on my list.
Really?
Yeah. I'm on someone's backup list? That's amazing.
Still a backup, Dylan.
Hey, that's
still not getting in the game, man.
That's as good as I've ever played.
We need a pretty catastrophic injury to happen to her boyfriend for her to consider you.
I'm on the bench. I'm happy to just hand water to him. That's pretty amazing. That's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't know.
So is Dylan like on your freebie five list? Do we still do those sort of things?
I don't know. Freebie five?
Yeah.
Like a hookup list?
Like the list that, you know, you talk about with your partner.
No, those are celebrity lists. You can't pick regular people.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, you can count as a celebrity, I think.
I will see you tonight, Vanessa. Right on. He can pass us the water.
Happy birthday, Vanessa. How old of a drink of water are you today?
34.
Well, look at that.
Congratulations.
She's roughly the same age as you. You guys would be perfect together.
She's in a relationship.
Who's this hump that's in the way? What's his name?
My boyfriend?
Yeah.
Christian.
Yeah. Christian. He's got a cooler name. He just sounds stronger, everything.
Is he bigger and tougher and stronger and smarter than Dylan? You don't have to finish that sentence. That's okay. All right. Happy birthday, Vanessa. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to this show.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you.
There you go, Dylan. Look, you're somebody's backup. That feels
amazing.
Yes.
Finally. Here I've been nobody's anything, and now I can be a backup.
I'm usually a starter, and then I get cut.
Well, I'd rather be a backup. At least I show up to the game.
I get cut from a lot of teams, you guys.
You're on a good team now.
Pepper and Dylan. Kiss 91.7.